What is most dramatic about the gospel is how quickly the crowd changes. What begins as a great exhortation of one of their own, one of the townspeople, Jesus, moves from admiration to questioning and then to rejection. However, it almost appears that Jesus is bringing this upon himself. The crowd was satisfied with what they had heard from Jesus. As the gospel relates, all spoke highly of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth. However, it's then that the people began to question the identity of the Christ. Certainly, this man before us, who we know, can be nothing greater than the carpenter's son. In turn, Jesus addresses his words to them as if like a provocation. He cites two miracles by the great prophets, Elijah and Elisha. Miracles that happen to people who were not Israelites. He did this to demonstrate that the faith is sometimes stronger outside of Israel. And at this point, there's a unanimous reaction. Why did Jesus have to go further? What benefit does it bring for him or the people? Isn't it sufficient to leave well enough alone? This is a sentiment not only of the gospel, but perhaps for all of us as Christian disciples. Isn't it easier to be comfortable in the complacency of living in a very nice world? A world that appears to be fit together without problems and issues, with the truth as we like to hear it, a truth that makes life comfortable and makes life easy. And perhaps this is precisely the reason why Jesus agitates the crowd. He sees the people of his town as becoming comfortable with the truth of his identity, a truth that is easiest for them to comprehend, to control, to live with. Because in fact, it is true. Jesus is the son of a carpenter, the son of Mary. But he's also the son of God. Jesus did not come to seek the agreement of men and women and to allow us to fall into our comfortable lives, into complacency. Jesus came to testify to the truth, and as he relates to Pilate, to bear witness to that truth. What makes us uncomfortable is the truth, and certainly the truth manifested in the person of Jesus Christ. Christ comes at different moments of our life to unsettle us, to stir up in this a radical questioning or transformation in the way we view our life and the world. If we see it as something that should be rejected, then we never go deeper than our own complacency, which will allow. We remain at the, as if it's sufficient with all of its pleasantries that serve more as a crutch and a coping mechanism. The other side, however, is to be caught up in the anger of the crowd. Notice how they foment discord with the possibility of even murder itself. It wishes to establish justice, but justice on its own accord, with incitement of rage and all the motions that lead to imprudent decisions and wrong action. You see, as the gospel relates, Jesus passed through the midst of them and went onward. And this response is perfect. Christ, who unsettles the crowd, passes through the midst of their complacency and through their anger and moves toward mission. As we will anticipate in next week's gospel, he immediately goes to begin his mission of casting out demons, calling his disciples, healing the sick, teaching, and calling all to conversion. The response of Christ announces the truth, and then he calls everyone to it. Those who accept it will be a part of the kingdom and its building. Those who are left behind will live in the complacency of not wanting to know the truth. St. Paul reminds us that love rejoices in the truth, a truth and love that has perfectly manifested in a single person, Jesus Christ. And for this reason, we have the confidence that when we are shaken and agitated, It's a sign that Christ is calling us to a deeper truth and a more profound love. It can be the agitation that Christ disrupts our spiritual life and calls us to a greater trust in him. It can be the agitation in a marriage that becomes, for the couple, an opportunity for growth and clarity in communication and in trust. It is perhaps the failure of leaders in the church that calls all of us to repentance, of vigilance, of truth and justice, of deeper conversion, and of fidelity to the source of truth and love, Jesus Christ. As Christian disciples, we follow truth and love faithfully as we follow Christ. Truth and love which passes in our midst today. It moves us toward the mission of casting out demons, calling the disciples, healing the sick, teaching, and calling all of us to conversion. Let us follow him.